ZDF.
All right, I just wanted to welcome Rebecca Coey from Cook & Nelson.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good. Now, you're in here this morning. We're talking burgers. You have organised a nationwide event or
burger
competition.
So what we're doing is we're trying to find the best burger in the country. So we've got the competition's called Burger Nation, and there are well over 200 venues across the country, and they're all trying to win the title of Best Burger. So we've got four categories. We've got best chicken, best plant, best meat, and best seafood, and then the absolute ultimate, who gets the most. But the cool thing is it's the people who eat the burgers that get to choose.
Are you noticing that people are doing like just classics, or are they getting really out of the box and just coming up with some really crazy burgers?
Well, this one we're really trying to like celebrate like the dirty, simple burger. Like a great burger is actually quite hard to do because you've got to make sure everything balances and it's beautiful. But we do have some wild ones. We've got bacon-wrapped deep-fried pickles on top of ones. We've got crayfish. We've got, you name it, everything. And then we've even got one with a scallop ceviche in it.
It's a,
that's a Nelson.
It's a pretty, like, novel and exciting sort of burger thing because people get so excited about them. One of my friends went on a bit of a quest around Auckland trying to, like, made a point of going somewhere different each week to get a different burger to try and find the best burger that they could within a reasonable, you know, like, area.
I mean, what's so cool about it is people are so passionate and they're so invested because everyone's got their opinion on what a great burger is.
Yes.
And so what we're finding with doing this this competition, I mean, it only started last week, is that over the last weekend there was someone that went in and tried 16 burgers with their friends and, you know, they cut them all up and they... So the burger crawls are real and they've begun and people are taking it quite seriously.
I mean, if people want to just sort of get across where this is happening, it's burgernation.nz.
That's right.
And you can check out all the spots in Auckland that are doing, like, a burger as part of the competition. Rebecca, what to you are like the key, what's key for a great burger?
So the bun.
The bun.
I reckon is a really underrated. I've had so many burgers that have got dry buns. I think the bun, soft, fluffy, beautiful bun, and then the meat's got to be perfectly seasoned. And call me biased, but it's got to have a great pickle in there too.
Yes, I reckon, pickle is a really important part of it. You know, it's... I don't know, it just adds that little bit of zing, doesn't it?
Yeah, and it adds a really nice umami, which really balances out the flavours. So it really cuts through the richness of the cheese and the saltiness of the beef and adds that texture. And with the McClure's pickles that we use, it adds a really nice crunch as well. So it adds another texture as well.
Okay. So this is a McClure's thing?
So we import McClure's into the country.
Yep.
And we, with McClure's, have created the Great New Zealand Toasty Takeover, which is a big winter competition that we do. And that's incredible. The whole country goes crazy for toasties for about 6 weeks. And then Hospo actually came to us and said, can you do something over summer? Because I think there's been a lot reported about how hard it's been for Hospo over the last few years since before COVID. And so we created it really with the intention just to try and get as many people out there into eateries and to support them. And the great thing about a burger is, you know, you can get it, you can go out for your friends for a pretty inexpensive night out.
Do it yourself, right?
Or you can
do it yourself or go out to eat, obviously.
Absolutely.
Now, I reckon we can probably crowdsource a little bit from the BFM audience. 5395, if you have a favourite burger. Oh, here they come.
Oh, yes, I'd love to hear this.
In Tamaki Makaurau, we've had Liberty Burgers straight off the bat. Anyone else keen on a super hot tip? I'm obviously an Avondale local, so enjoy Baby G. And also frequent the Bear Spot. And when the white ladies at the Bear Spot, they just do, like you mentioned, a classic burger. It's the most simple burger, but it's like a cheeseburger from White Lady is like, damn.
Man, it doesn't matter what time of day you're having that, it really hits the spot, right?
Yeah.
Day or night, you're having that.
Do you have any favourite establishments that spring to mind for like...
Well, you're asking me to pick my favourite child.
Yeah, of course,
so
you can do that, though.
I have to be chill, but what I'll tell you about is what the burgers I've had. I went to... First burger I had in the competition was at Burgernaut, which is in Kingsland.
Yes.
For the Urbanaut.
they do a good burger, eh?
Well, this one really, really stopped me in my tracks because it was a butter chicken burger. So what it was deep fried chicken. But the chicken was brined in pickle brine.
Yep.
So it was super succulent and juicy. And then buttered chicken sauce on top, and then the pickles that really cut through. That was like quite outrageous. Yes. We're going to Dr. Rudy's tomorrow for the Pig Mac, which is like a big pork belly and fried pickle one. And then, one we've got here is I've actually bought some burgers in for Johnny. Yes. So one is from 507 Eatery, and there are two versions. One's vegan and one's meat. Mm-hmm. And it is crazy. It is French toast meat smash burger.
Wow.
I know.
Okay, I'm not going to eat it on air, people.
You'll hear the juices falling from his mouth. He'll eat them soon.
Someone said sneaky snack hot chicken donut burger.
Oh my gosh, they're on K Road. They are like...
Okay.
So imagine a donut instead of a bun.
We're on K Road.
Kind of opposite St. Kevin's Arcade by Lim Choy, the supermarket.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, in there.
Big ups to Parade Ponsonby, Meanest Pro Burgers, and someone else said McClure's Pickles have changed my life.
Oh, that is so great to hear. Thank you very much.
And it's also Lucky G's, by the way, Favona represent.
Yeah, Lucky G's is in the competition. So they are in the Burger Nation with both their chicken and their beef burger.
Okay. All right.
Get amongst.
Okay, so burgernation.nz. So the competition runs from the 29th of Jan to the 2nd of March. How do you judge a nationwide competition? Are you like actually?
I'm not. We're getting everybody too, because what matters to the hospo venues is what the diners love, right?
Okay.
So what happens is you can go onto the website, find where your local burger joint is, and then there's a QR code on the tables of each of these places, and you can go on there and you can then vote what your favourite burger is, and you got one vote per category, per email address, and the leaderboard is live as well on the website, so everybody can see, and it's leads are changing by the second.
Okay,
it's quite
best
exciting
meat burger.
Already.
Like Burger Nation. Sorry, the BFM internet is a little bit slow here.
So, just really recommend you guys go to the website, check it out, and then, let us know what you think. The more info we can get back from you, the better.
Excellent. Peak's Kitchen, Flamin' Tomahawks, Marty McSmash Burgers. All right. Yeah, I'm just checking out the list here of places I recognise around Tamaki Mikado. All right. Okay, Rebecca from Cook's. And Nelson, right? Cook and Nelson,
that's me.
All the best with the Burger Nation comp.
Thank you so much. And can't wait to hear what all your listeners think. So get out there, support your local hospo dealer, and get into some burgers this summer.
Excellent. Cheers, mate.
Okay, thanks so much. See ya. 95 BFM.